We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
The great sportsman like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
Tom Ackerman, thank you for that insight.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
So we were just to stay warm.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's cold in here.
Tom's got a jacket on this morning.
Yeah, it's cold in Studio B down the hall from you. It's cold, man. I anchor Total Information AM, and we have cold air blowing on us.
Uh-huh.
And then outside, it's like soup. If it was any more humid, we'd be swimming. Yeah.
Is that a Mizzou jacket?
It is Mizzou.
And Mizzou
M-I-Z.
Just started selling beer at their football games this year,
How
too.
About that?
Beer and wine.
Breaking news.
It's going to get ugly.
Breaking news, people were still drinking.
Well,
but now it's official.
When I read that, I'm like, oh, okay, now we can do that legally.
Yeah, it's official. You can't, no hard liquor. But the suites and some of the private areas you were able to drink, now everybody can buy, well, not everybody, you have to be 21, can buy beer and wine at the game. And the thought is that you get, you know, more people coming in from the tailgates, more people would be attracted to that. Maybe less of the, you know, binge drinking before you walk in. It'll be a party anyway. It's the SEC, man. I mean, it's
really
be fun.
You could sit at your car and drink a $2 beer. You could go in the stadium and drink a $9 beer.
$9.
I mean, who wouldn't make that choice?
No, it is. It's nice.
But I agree with
it's
you.
It's nice.
I think it's nice.
Yeah, a hot day like that. You know, have a nice cold beer and watch the Tigers. I think Mizzou's going to be good. I've been saying this on this show for a while. I think Missouri has a shot to be really good. I think the key game for them, of course, West Virginia, if they can win at Wyoming to open the year, which I think they will, West Virginia at home should be a shootout. If they can win that one, and the big game for them will be South Carolina, that first SEC game at home. If they win that, then I think they're in business. I think they've got a shot, guys, at being 8-0. They have a shot at going being 8-0 before they go to Georgia. And they'll have a bye week before the Georgia game in Athens. I'm getting way ahead of myself. But I look at this schedule, and I see an opportunity for this Missouri team to be really good. The shame of it all is they're banned from the postseason.
So right. When do we find out if they get that appealed?
Well, hopefully soon. But, you know, they are hoping and waiting by the phone for the phone call from the NCAA. The hope is there's a chance. It's not a big chance, but there's a chance that it could get reversed. They have an appeal. Sounds like they have a pretty good case, and they're going to try to see if they can get that lifted for 2019 because they know they're good.
Are they pointing out other cases where it was just they had worse sanctions than what,
right.
what they did than what happened
with
Mizzou?
Yeah, I mean, like North Carolina, you know, for instance, and it feels like the NCAA was making up for that and penalizing Missouri. And the thing is, Missouri, the story for people who don't know is that there was a rogue tutor who said that she helped players pass and take tests. Well, Missouri found out about it, self-reported it, investigated it, did everything they were supposed to do, and the NCAA cracked down with this postseason ban. It's like, you know, if you look at it, you say, well, now are you telling programs from here on out that now, if you follow the rules and you do your own investigation and you self-report, you'll still get nailed. Like, at what
then
point?
Then you're going to stop the self-reporting.
Well, like, we'll just keep it to ourselves. That's
well, can I point
don't
out
don't do
here,
everything the right way.
Right.
The travesty of that is that they did this for years at the University of North Carolina. It was found out, it was investigated, and they got a slap on the wrist.
Yeah, how come the North Carolinas and the Ohio States and whoever else, not that, the, you know, I'm any program for that matter, you know, things happen. And if you're a high revenue generating big brand like that, you get away, but Missouri gets hit. It doesn't seem fair. So I'm not saying that all the programs are clean or all of them are dirty, but it doesn't seem like there's a good balance here. Like, if you're going to penalize. If you're going to let them off, let them off. Why does Missouri get banned from the postseason? Not only in football, but they were hurt in some other sports, too. It doesn't seem right.
No, it's not right at all.
So they started this Make It Right campaign, and Missouri did a good job. I mean, they had a legal team that got after it. They met with the NCAA. The appeal is finished, and now it's just a matter of the reversal, if there's one coming.
The NCAA is so screwed up.
It's going to be tough. And these things seem to be dragged out forever. Hopefully it's pretty quick, because if you're Barry Odom and your football team, you have to tell the team, just go play, man. I mean, you know, you just never know. I mean, in the middle of the season, they could announce, hey, you can play in the postseason. Suddenly, you got a shot. So you got to play. You got to put your head down and play.
I would agree. Since we're talking football, before we move to baseball, did you see that great story of that rookie for the Cleveland Browns who fudged his way into a workout and actually got a contract? Wasn't that a great story?
Very funny.
The guy scored a touchdown in one of the preseason games. Still no guarantee he's going to make the roster, I guess, but the 53-man roster. But what a fantastic story. This kid didn't play football the last 2 years. He ran out of eligibility in college, apparently, ran out of money, kept training, showed up down there and bluffed his way into the tryout, and they signed him. It's like the Vince Papale story.
I guess if you're good, you're good.
Yeah. It is. You're laughing at me.
Yeah, like he's like a middle-aged white guy that made the Eagles.
Like a middle-aged bartender that made the Eagles. I don't think these stories are the same.
It is the same.
I get what you're saying. I just don't think they're as similar as you think they are.
Pretty cool. The Cleveland Browns, by the way.
Tom's like, I'm staying out of this.
No, it's fine. The Cleveland Browns are my team. And, you know, since the Rams left, I have nothing to do with them. And St. Louis doesn't have a team. And before the Rams came, when the football Cardinals left, I had about a how long was that? 87 to 95, about an 8-year period where I needed a team. And I latched onto the Browns at that time. They were kind of fun. And I thought, cool, underdog, sort of a rough crowd. I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
And they never made it, and they've never won a Super Bowl. Look, the Blues had a great party. You want to see one that would be equal? The Cleveland Browns. Even making the playoffs would be crazy. Winning the Super Bowl would be nuts. I'm attracted to teams like that.
Coldest football game I've ever seen was at Cleveland Municipal Stadium, the old stadium.
Yeah.
Like, you'd go into a football game there, and in the men's room, what they had were troughs, like, against the wall. And when it was so cold, it was like 3 degrees outside with the wind chill coming off the lake, and when you opened the door, a cloud of steam would roll out of there, and you knew exactly what it was. It was disgusting.
Oh,
it was the coldest day I've ever spent in my life. Mm-hmm. Was
thanks
at Cleveland
that,
Municipal
Mark.
Stadium.
That's where, speaking of drinking alcohol at games, is to do that just to keep warm.
Just to stay alive. That's the truth. So the Cardinals had a pretty good weekend, right?
Great weekend. They swept the Pirates, a team that's in last place in the NL Central. Cardinals took care of business. Yesterday was not easy. They were down 8-4. They had the bases loaded. Andrew Kisner was hit by a pitch. He's one of the call-ups from Memphis most recently to fill a catcher spot. He was hit by a pitch. That made it 8-5. Then Lane Thomas, who was called up recently but rarely starts, started the game yesterday in center field. He stepped up there and smacked a grand slam. And the Cardinals took the lead and won the game 11-9. So they're two out in the Central. They have the second wild card spot currently in the National League. That is a crazy race in itself, but you have to have your eyes on the top of the division. Still a lot of games left with the Cubs in September. Hopefully, when you get to that, you are fighting for the division lead.
And the Reds helped them out a little bit yesterday. They beat the Cubs, right?
The Reds did some damage over the weekend to the Cubs, so that helped. The Reds are kind of a sleepy team, actually. Watch out for them. I mean, they're a team that added some pieces at the deadline, and they could be pretty tough. And I said in the beginning of the year it would be a three-team race between the Cubs, Brewers, and Cardinals, that the Reds would ruin somebody's season. And that could very well be the case. Hopefully not the Cardinals, who have to play them coming up here this weekend.
That's a good point. Tom, thank you as always, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
We'll share cold stories about the studio next week. How about that?
Yeah, why not?
Same time,
which
same
one's
place.
Colder?
Let's do it on Thursday.
Our studio's colder.
Oh, yeah,
we'll do it.
Yeah, let's do it Thursday.
Exactly. All right.
Why don't we switch studios?
Hey, there you go. How about that, huh?
Oh,
that's not bad, right?
All right.
We got a lot to think about.
All right. That's true. Good. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.